RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah, be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Thanks to Dave Whiteside for dropping by. Recruiting high school officials for the football season. Go be an official. I don't like it when they play games on Thursday nights. It throws everybody off. It's Friday night lights, not Thursday night lights. I also don't like it when the ACC plays on Friday nights. Everybody needs to stay in their lane here. And you heard Whit Babcock yesterday, athletic director of the Hokies, talking about how in the new ACC world, they got to upgrade their schedule and fast, because ACC now is dividing up revenue based on popularity and TV ratings. Is the new system, as per Clemson and Florida State griping about not getting their share of the pie. And so you got to play more big time games. You got to play more, South Carolina obviously is a great start, going to Atlanta to play them. That'll be on ABC, nationally televised game. You need more of those juice games. Unfortunately, a lot of those happen on Friday nights, because that's when nobody's watching college football. So if you can play then, you can get a better TV rating. Wouldn't surprise me in the next few years to see them experiment with some early Sunday or late Sunday games. Would not surprise me at all if they're trying to find ways to drive up college football viewership, right? There's that NFL window. You get late games end at 7. Late games start the night game starts at 8:30. Can you sneak in a college football game there? Wouldn't surprise me if somebody tries that in the next week. Can you play a 10 a.m. kickoff? Be done before the NFL games. Feels like something somebody's going to try at some point, and we're all going to get mad about it, and the cash grab continues. ACC over-under win totals are out. Came out over the weekend. Notre Dame, 10 wins, the projection. That's their over-under. They're tops in the league. Clemson and Miami right behind them, 9.5 and 9. Louisville and SMU at 8.5. I like the over on both Louisville and SMU. I think people are sleeping on how much of a difference good portal management makes, and I think they have good portal management. SMU's got enough money to do whatever it wants. That obviously helps. But at Louisville, they've been really smart in their roster construction. That's a huge part of what this is now in college football. That's a huge part of making sure you get the right guys in at the right prices. Manage your money wisely. It's you're taking those economics classes. You got $2 million to spend on a football team. How are you going to spend it? Assemble your pieces. Get yourself something nice at left tackle, and it makes it easier to skimp at other positions. That's the puzzle now. I mean, Belichick brought in Michael Lombardi with him, former NFL GM. That's as much a part of the success as anything else is these days. UVA, further down the list, of course. Their over-under win total is 6. They play a soft schedule this year. 6 is absolutely the expectation in Charlottesville. I don't think it's a hot seat year, because I think they'll get to 6. If they don't, there's issues. I think they clear 6 easily. Virginia Tech, 6.5. The question there is, if they get to 7 and it's a 7-5 season, is that good enough for Brent Pry, for the institution, for the state of Virginia Tech football? There's only so many times you can go 7-5 before the natives get restless. Only so many times you can go 9-3 before the natives get restless. Ask George Welsh about that. There's only so much hanging out in the middle of the conference you can do. Virginia Tech's going to be going to be finding out this year what their future looks like, and I think this is a critical make or break year for the Hokies and for Brent Pry in particular. Did you see that the PGA Tour deleted its post trolling the Carolina Panthers. Scotty Scheffler won the PGA Championship. Pants intact, no arrests. And the system works, Hazel, I think is the message here. He did his time. He was behind bars. He came out, hasn't reoffended, has been living cleanly ever since. Now he's a PGA champion. The system works.
The system works.
Kudos to him. You know, a lot of people, that sends them into a spiral. They go back to jail. They reoffend. Not Scotty Scheffler. I think his time behind bars taught him.
It changed him.
I think it changed him. And now he's the PGA champion. One in Charlotte was where they had the tournament. The PGA Tour posted on its official Instagram, wins since 2022, Scotty Scheffler, 15 wins. Carolina Panthers, 14 wins.
Oh!
And then deleted it half an hour later.
You got to stand by that.
David Tepper, owner of the Carolina Panthers and the new Dan Snyder, apparently is a member of the course they were playing at.
Oh.
Has a big fancy house on the course. And has demonstrably thin skin, as evidenced by him, you know, calling local bars and asking them to take down a sign.
I do recall that.
Yeah. So stand by it, PGA Tour.
Yeah. No, you can't back down if you're going to make the post.
You don't need him. The tournament's over. You're going to be in a new city next year. You don't need this.
It's a whole different sport. Move on.
It's literally a different sport. Not a ton of overlap either. The overlap is basically that the kicker and punter are really good golfers on an NFL team. Maybe you could put Bryson DeChambeau in at tight end for a couple plays.
Mm.
That's about all the overlap I'm getting the other way. Scotty Scheffler's not hanging out. You know, maybe long snapper or something. I don't know. Maybe he could be a kicker with the right amount of work. Probably not, though.
Feels like a whole different muscle group, to be honest.
It just feels like those are not the same world.
No.
At all. Backup quarterbacks, also outstanding golfers.
Oh, I believe that.
Very, very good golfers, yeah. Colt McCoy, obviously, was a backup here for a long time. I mean, at one point, close to a scratch golfer. Very, very good golfer. Alex Smith, great golfer. He was a starting quarterback, but still made time.
There we go. Okay. So there's a little overlap.
That's one direction of overlap, though. There's no overlap the other direction.
I go to Topgolf.
I wanted to play the Vinnie Pasquantino clip, so let's do that before we get to bit season here, because it's bit season. It's the middle of May. I got to talk about going down to Nintendo World, so we'll take care of that. Vinnie Pasquantino, we don't have Squirrels Highlights tonight. We don't ever have Squirrels Highlights because they never win. But we specifically don't have Squirrels Highlights today because they didn't play last night, which kept the record steady, which is kind of a good thing for them. Right? They're struggling. It's... Yeah, you know, Bluey was there on Sunday, so the people were happy. They had Lego sets at the ballpark for people to play with. Everybody got a good show. They still sell the Squirrely Fries. The team stinks, though. It's not their year. But Vinny Pasquantino, pride of Richmond, plays for the Kansas City Royals, 2-run jack last night.
Pasquantino launches it deep to right field. Matos is onto the track, looks up, it's out of here! Out of the second row bleachers, up above the high right field fence. Vinny Pasquantino clears the bricks and scores the first two runs of the game with one swing.
Yeah, we need something happy because our local teams are not providing that happiness. Not the Squirrels. Orioles fired their manager, 15-31 in a season with playoff expectations. That's not going to fly there, obviously. And the Nationals, I get that they're disappointing, and I'm putting that in air quotes. I'm not disappointed. You field a crap team, you get crap results. Like, I honestly think they're fighting hard out there. 21-27 so far this season. What's wrong with the Nationals? Well, their owners don't spend any money on players, and the other teams do. That's what happens. 21-27 feels kind of about where the Nats should be. And you know, you got Phillies, Mets, Braves, all with winning records in the division. I don't see the situation sorting itself out absent a cash infusion from the learners and from ownership. We'll leave that to the junkies to sort out with Mike Rizzo, though. We're way past the break. We got to get to bit season. Trey Wilson joins us at 11. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. In the heart of bit season, I know, I think Memorial Day to first day of training camp. I think is the hard bit season. So maybe slightly outside of it, but not all that far. It's bit season. Everybody understands what's going on here. There are sports, just not the level of sports we need to program a 2-hour sports talk radio show.
I bet they're dog surfing in California.
That's what I mean. That was a classic bit season bit, and it took us like 3 tries to get that.
It did. Well, he dropped his phone in the ocean.
He did.
Side effect of surfing with your dog.
The guy dropped his phone in the ocean and couldn't make the appearance. That's the best excuse of all time. What do you even say to that?
Nothing.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Still
wanted to be on the show, though.
That's commitment. That's the commitment we need around here. MP on the mic. I dropped my phone in the ocean. I'm going to go find a payphone. I'm going to put quarters in. I'm going to find a way to be on MP on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call collect, though. Put the coins in. Don't. We don't need you that bad. We'll do the interview through the collect call. It's a collect call from right here at the dark is in front of the come out next Wednesday. Do you accept the charge? No, we do not.
Uh-uh.
All right. Time for age check here. Have you ever made a collect call in your life?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
No, never.
Yeah,
I figured. Stubbs going to be the same.
Yeah.
Has A1 ever made a collect call in his life?
Oh, sometimes he surprises me.
I don't think this is going to be one of those times.
I think it's going to be a no. This one, it feels pretty sure. He was pretty surprised you could rent a car the other day.
I think what's gonna surprise me on AWOD is how young he was when he got his first cell phone. We'll pocket that.
Ooh.
For crosstalk. We'll find out. But I think that's what's gonna surprise me about him. Latest and greatest. I promised a review. This has nothing to do with sports or anything, but we're hanging out. It's bid season. Went to the new Universal Studios Epic Universe last
Ooh.
Thursday.
Not to flex,
not to brag. But it's not open yet.
Oh!
It opens this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Exclusive access.
So you get to the gate. There's two Universal Studios themes park. Universal is the one that's like, where's Disney? Let's just build next door. Maybe people get tired of the mouse and come on over.
Okay.
That's their business model. I respect them for that.
Sure, it works.
For a long time, we're off the rails, so we can get further off the rails. McDonald's had a whole team of executives just scouting out locations for new McDonald's, right? New intersections, places, you know, like that was their job. They had a huge, well-paid team to figure out where to put a McDonald's.
Okay.
Wendy's had a different plan. They waited for a McDonald's to be built and built one right next to it, figuring they had found a great location. And saved a lot of money in the process.
Yeah, okay, okay. So
there's different ways to do this.
Yeah.
Now, whatever team picked Orlando, Florida as the place to put these, I want some words with them, which we'll get to in a minute.
yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So we go to Orlando. There's two Universal theme parks. There's Universal and there's Islands of Adventure. And they've just built a third one, and it's called the Epic Universe.
Okay.
You walk in, there's a big sign that says, this is the preview. Not everything's going to be working. Deal with it. Oh. And then, like, the next four signs are, like, all the things that aren't working today.
Okay.
Like, all right, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. The headliner is Super Nintendo World, which is really, really cool. There's four areas. And now, there's Nintendo World. There's another Harry Potter, because we can't have enough Harry Potter worlds. There's a Villains World. It's like a haunted house kind of thing. Yeah, and How to Train Your Dragon is the fourth one.
Okay.
Which I did not realize was enough of a smash hit to warrant a, like 25% of a theme park development.
That is true, but I feel like it's got a big fandom.
People were there all day.
Yeah,
enjoying
okay.
it, riding the dragon. Rode the Dragon.
They got a lot of movies now. They got a couple TV shows.
Ton of sequels.
Yeah.
Ton of sequels. And over at the other universe, they have a Minions area. It's probably about the same thing. Like,
I reject the Minions.
You're no on the Minions.
I'm no on the Minions.
But yes on the Dragons.
But yes on the Dragons.
Great.
It feels like that's a fully reasonable take. I don't need any discussion on the topic.
Mario World is the coolest theming I've ever seen in a theme park. Like they've got like the question box, you just like hit them and you know, coins and the POW blocks and like. But what I loved was it's not just the rides; they also have like little games for you to play, like little Mario games for you to play. So you can stay entertained. Like it feels like most theme parks, like here are a few rides, and please buy a lot of food and a lot of stuff. But like there were a lot of little games you could play.
That's really nice.
That didn't involve standing in line for a long time. I appreciated that. I definitely appreciate that because the big ride was Mario Kart, and it was a monster letdown.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
There are two elements to the Mario. Now, the line, you walk through Bowser's Castle to get into the Mario Kart ride. That's great.
Yeah.
Like, the theming, whoever did the theming, top notch.
Woo.
10 out of 10. You walk through the line, you walk through Bowser's Castle. Super cool. You're fired up. There are two elements to the Mario Kart ride. One is you're in a cart with four other people, and it takes you through the different levels. You're not driving the car. It's on a set track, but it takes you through the levels.
Okay.
And that's that element of it is fine. You know, there's no thrill. Like, you're not going fast. You're not going up the jumps.
Okay.
You're not doing the Mario Kart things. You're just in the car, and it's taking you through the levels.
All right.
You put on a VR headset.
Oh?
That superimposes all the other drivers around you and, like, throwing the shells and doing the things.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's too much.
That feels very motion sick and
It's too much. It's overload. It's sensory overload is what it is.
Ooh.
And so you're, like, looking around, like, there's question boxes and there's things and there's shells and there's other drivers and there's people spinning, but they don't exist. They're just in your little headset.
Oh, no.
So it's not enough of a ride without the headset, and it's too much of a ride with the headset.
So people with the headset are just like, oh, my God. And
well, everybody's,
the headset,
everybody's wearing the headset.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
You can take off the headset and just like enjoy the ride, you know, if that's your that's your thing. That's not my thing, but if that's your thing. So that's Mario Kart the ride. Yeah.
I don't know. The Vincent Van Gogh VR was a little too much for me. I was feeling like I was swimming a little bit in those paint strokes.
Not dissimilar, but more stimulating.
Yeah, no, I'm out on that.
Yeah.
I'll walk through the castle and then I'll walk right
back.
But
it's a clear screen. So everything's kind of like, you know, you still see the people around you and everything. It's just also there's stuff floating on top of you. There's a lot going on in Mario Kart.
I'm glad you went and tried it.
I'm glad I went and tried it too. Mario World, best theme park world I've ever been to. So cool. There's no shade because there's no trees in Mario World. And it's authentic. And that now you get back to whoever put this in Orlando. What are they doing? What in the world are they doing? But we had a great time. It was a ton of fun.
Good. Did you check out How to Train Your Dragon?
Yes. How to Train Your Dragon, they had a flying dragon ride.
Oh, okay.
Very, very good. It was like kids rides plus a little. Like, you know, it wasn't quite like the carousel. You know, it was a little... By the way, one of the rides that was out of commission during the preview was the carousel.
Oh.
How do we not get the carousel working?
Feels like we've had some time to get on that.
Just feels like that technology has been perfected at this point. That's all right.
I would agree.
They have a big roller coaster in the middle of the park. It's called the Stardust Racers. And it's two roller coasters, and you race the other roller coaster.
No.
And you, like, flip on top of each other. Yeah, so you flip. The other one's, like, right next to you. And it feels like you're going to crash into each other, and then it splits. Yeah. Good on them.
Okay.
Good
to,
Harry Potter, which is the signature. Stubbs here. Stubbs said before I went down the first time, the Velocicoaster, the Jurassic Park, was the coolest. And he's right. It is the coolest roller coaster. This one is different, but on that level. So, because you're like running into the other roller coaster.
That However, terrifies they, me.
And you're flipping up and down, and you're looking down at the other roller coaster while you're going 60 miles an hour.
Oh no!
It's a show.
Stardust.
We'll just go along on this segment. That's fine. The other. Are you aware
this
of this?
Is important.
Oh yeah, no, I've heard good things about the Stardust.
Oh,
very. Yeah.
Okay.
My sources.
Your sources
are correct.
Yeah.
With exclusive
Excellent.
Access.
The thing is, though, you want to ride it at night because it lights up and it glows. Yeah. But, you know, it's hard to ride it at night when the sun sets at 9 o'clock. So they didn't really think that out. We got it on at dusk, and it hit a little bit harder, but not quite the same. The Harry Potter world, though. This is the third Harry Potter world they've built. Have you ever seen the Fantastic Beasts spinoff?
Yes.
The whole thing...
Terrible. All three of them.
The whole thing is themed around the Fantastic Beasts spinoff.
Mm.
Did we run out of, like, regular Harry Potter things? Nobody was clamoring for that.
No.
They did, like, the bank, the alley, and the castle.
Nobody... things are available.
I think.
They didn't have to go to Fantastic Beasts is where I'm going with this. It just felt unnecessary.
It feels like we as a society have moved past Harry Potter.
That second movie are... unbelievably terrible.
Nobody moved on to
Fantastic.
No, I'm sorry. We're all on the same side. Nobody moved on to Fantastic Beasts, though.
Yes, you're so right about that.
Yeah. It would be like if Disney built the whole Star Wars land. It was like just one of those goofy spinoffs they did along the way. Like,
uh-huh.
I like Star Wars. Like, but not that.
Let's do Rogue One World.
But they had the Fantastic Beasts stage show, like a Broadway style show. The technology is really like the beasts, you know, and they animate them and they got like, it's, they put a lot of money into it. Apparently, they spent $8 billion building
Ooh.
It. And the prices reflect that.
I believe that.
They're doing okay down there.
Yeah.
They did the thing where they take your money. They're very good at
it. Oh, yeah.
They're very good at it.
Did you get a butter beer?
No, because I had one. I've been to the other Universals and had it. And it was if
Those are quite scrumptious.
Oh, you're pro butterbeer.
I think it was quite delicious.
I did not think they were scrumptious.
Interesting.
It's a butterscotch flavored frozen drink or non-frozen
drink. It's like
drink.
Cream soda and root beer and something else. Maybe. Ice cream, maybe.
They had a new thing. It's a color-changing drink. They like serve you. It's a light blue tea, and you drop a like thing into it, and it, you know, wizards and turns purple and glittering.
Were your kids the right age where they tried to sell them wands?
Oh yeah,
$250.
It's not that, but it's a lot. Yes, 80, I think.
Oh
yeah,
it's a stick.
They don't do anything.
Just a stick.
The thing you need to know is they don't do anything.
They don't come with magic.
No, they do. You can point them at things and then like a rock.
Right,
will
but
move.
The stick itself does not have technology inside it.
The stick doesn't have technology?
No. Yeah,
there's just a stick.
Well, it's got, you know, like a little, you know, magnet in the front or whatever that, you know, when you point at things, it does the things. But like in terms of like $80 worth of technology, they're not $80.
Paying for the experience.
You definitely pay
Did
for
you
the
get
experience.
The wristband at Nintendo World?
So I went with my 7-year-old who's turning 8. She got the wristband. Okay. And then I won't lie, I used it as well. But the cool thing was when you go in to play the you have to have the wristband to play the mini games.
Right.
They let us both go in and play it time.
I mean, I guess they're not going to just say, go 7-year-old, figure it out.
But they could have told me, go in but don't play. But they let me play separately too. So I defeated Bowser. So don't worry.
I'm really
That's been taken
that.
Care of. That's not an issue anymore.
Thank you, MB.
All right, I can only go so far past the break. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. 105.1 FM. Trey Wilson joins us in 9 minutes. from the road. Squirrels on the road all week with an 11 a.m. school kids start time tomorrow. Gives us an abbreviated MP on the mic. We have the inquiry out on Play Chesterfield. We'll see where that lands. I don't know where that will land, but we'll get it done because it's our last Play Chesterfield. Gives us a chance to remind you they're accepting nominations for the second class of the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame. Go online to playchesterfield.com, put a name in the hat, and do your part for Chesterfield County Sports. I'll be emceeing again year two. They invited me back. It's cool to get invited to things. It's cooler to get invited back to things.
You did a good job.
Because you know you didn't screw it up. That's when you know that, or they've got you at a good price. You know, they couldn't afford Lane Casadante. Say they went down the list, and you know,
this guy does AM radio.
Not a lot of options beyond that. I'm speaking to the Rotary Club today, when I get out of here. Yeah. The Rotarians, which I believe Lane actually is. I'm just following Lane Casadante. That's my life. Just drafting in that lane there. And then
I saw his big poster at the city stadium.
Yeah,
Lane Casadante.
We haven't even talked about the Ivy game yet.
It was a good game.
It was fun. I love that they had the green smoke because they do the red smoke for the kickers. I thought it was a nice touch.
The green smoke was nice. It
was a nice touch. The energy was good. The vibes were very good.
Yes.
And you know, I'll show my ignorance here. I get that the kickers are this high-level professional team, and the Ivy is pre-professional. It's soccer. It's a nice night out. Like a soccer connoisseur would scoff at that. I was asking Awad and Zach questions about the Champions League the other day.
Ah, yes.
Because I got questions. The Champions League is for the best European soccer team. And every round of the playoffs, they play two games. They go to the one team stadium and then to the other team stadium, and they add up the scores, and that's the final score.
Oh, okay.
I get that. But I get that.
All right.
I conceptually understand math. Like, that's how that works. I was told there'd be no math, but
there is.
I can do that math. The final is one game. The whole tournament, two games.
Uh-huh.
The championship game is one game.
Huh.
That's what I said.
Interesting. And twice as long.
And the answer is basically like, that's how we do it. And as somebody who watches American football and has to explain it to people from time to time, sometimes that's the correct answer. Why they do it that way. That's how they do it. Did you see the Capitals' Alex Alexiev's mugshot from getting arrested the other night?
No.
Good. So I'll be able to show this to you. Public intoxication, was pepper sprayed and arrested 3:30 a.m. Saturday in Clarendon's Bar District in Northern Virginia.
Pepper spray is a hard way to end the night. All the way to 3:30, you're having a blast. Aww.
Pepper spray 3:30 hits different. Here's the mugshot, though.
Okay.
If that's not a hockey player mugshot, he's smiling.
He's smiling. He is squinting.
He's missing several teeth. Most people do the kind of dour, like, I can't believe I'm here face for the mugshot. I'm so embarrassed. Big smile, teeth missing. Rite of passage kind of situation almost there. That's a mugshot. They're not using that against him. People use the mugshot against you, they're not using this one against me. No chance. This is going to be my team photo next year.
Right. I've got some blackmail. No, you don't.
If you could just send this to coach, I could maybe skip picture day next year. Let's knock it all out as long as we're here at 3:30 in the morning in Clarendon.
Swollen eyes.
All of it. All of it. He looks like a hockey player.
Yeah.
We'll go to the baseball diamond after this. Trey Wilson, keeping clean out in Cooperstown, New York. We'll ask him about his trip to the Baseball Hall of Fame. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Does not matter if the door's closed or open. The world can hear our entertaining radio here. We're back. It's Tuesday morning. Flying Squirrels back in action tonight. It's Tuesdays. That's the time for Tuesdays with Trey at 11 o'clock, 1 hour from now. We'll check in with Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. They took a team trip to Cooperstown, New York yesterday, Baseball Hall of Fame, so we'll have plenty to talk to Trey about. Of course, always things spinning around in the wild world of the NFL. We'll get to your phone calls and everything else as well. But we have an exciting start to our program this morning. Dave Whiteside joins us. Dave Whiteside is the Vice President of Recruiting and Training for the Central Virginia Football Officials Association.
That took so long. Thank you for having me. Have a nice day.
A good segment, Dave. Dave, you're making the rounds. This is obviously football's on our minds here as we go into the summer.
Yes, it is.
And we need officials.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, last year, well, actually, it's no secret. Everyone has heard this over the last couple of years. COVID kind of took a toll on it, and among other things, but officiating is down. It's just not football. It's all sports.
Yes.
Okay, so but I'm here specifically talking about football, but this kind of goes for any sport that's out there at the high school level, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, hockey, field hockey, soccer, what have you. So we're in right now training for the fall sports right now, primarily football. It starts on June 24th, but so like – what we've had to do in the last few years, because the numbers were down, we have around 30 varsity football games on a Friday night, and we need close to 200 officials to work all those games. Well, when we only had a staff at one point like 180, 190, you know, things suffered here. So we had less officials during games, and a lot of those games got moved to Thursdays.
Yep.
And then when varsity games get moved to Thursdays, the JV games are on Thursdays get moved to Wednesdays. And then the stuff on Wednesday gets pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. Other school activities get kind of sideways. Parents have their schedules about taking their kids from point A to point B, and that gets all turned up. It can really affect a lot of people from a lot of different angles, and it still is. Last year, we were fortunate enough. We made the rounds here, and I appreciate WRNL for having me on last year as well. But that, with our recruiting efforts last year, we were able to bring in 30 new officials in 2024.
Excellent.
30, and our goal last year was to have a good solid year of work in JV and middle school and even little league games, so that when this year starts, 2025, we're going to have 30 officials ready to step on the varsity field week one. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be going into the Freeman-Godwin game or the Bird-Dale game or the Verona-Holland Springs game. Okay, that's not happening. However, there are plenty of games out there that we need help. And these folks have been trained right up to be able to step right in and do their part. So hopefully some of those games will start shifting back to Friday nights a little bit by little bit. That will start get our crews back up to six and even seven officials where we want them. So it's an experience for get back to where we were, say 10 years ago, because none of this is about the officials. None of this is about the coaches. None of this is about the parents or the fans. It's all about the young men and young women playing these sports like we all did. We were all in high school, and no matter what organization you were brought up in, this is important stuff that we need to be able to help build positive environments for them to be coached and work as a team.
And we love the Friday night lights. Thursday night lights just doesn't quite hit the same.
Not at all.
Who makes a good official? Who's listening right now and would be an excellent official?
The only characteristic really is if you love the game of football. That's really it. We're not trying to promise anybody they're going to make it to the NFL or even college for that matter. Okay, we just want people who love being around the game of football. That's why I did it. It's why I've been doing it for 30 years. And because I love the game of football, and I've come to love a lot of my friends who are also football officials, because they're some of my best friends now. So they've become a really big part of my life, as will almost any other football official who's been doing it for me any amount of time will tell you. But it's just an enjoyable organization to be a part of. If you played football, it helps. If you played college football, it helps anymore. Do you have to be 30 years old and be able to run around the track? No. You know, we had 50-year-olds plus who started, even 60. Okay? The only requirement there, you got to have some type of fitness, because we are running up and down a football field. We need to be able to move. So you have to judge that for yourself. I had a young man last year that I talked to. I said, young man, he was 65 years old. Talked to him on the phone, and he was someone who did not come in and join us, because he said, you know, I want to do this, but I've just had knee replacement surgery 6 months ago. My doctor, and I'm overweight, and I just don't feel like, and I have to talk to my doctor. He wasn't really sure. And I said, hey, listen, I completely understand it. We love to have you, but I think you're making the right decision for your circumstance.
Yeah.
And everyone needs to make that decision for their circumstance, because it is a little bit of a commitment.
But you also, you get spared having to listen to the Gary Hess Coach Chris broadcast because you're out there on the field. So there are side perks as well.
He calls me out on the radio every time he sees me on the field.
Gary's here, by the way.
Gary's lurking in the past. But people like Gary Hess, not to say this because he's standing here behind me, is one of the biggest advocates for high school football in this area. And he's the only reason I'm sitting here right now.
What season number is this going to be? 32, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, and every time I go to a game on Friday night, I happen to look up and I see Chris and Hess here at the game. It's
fun. It's a big game.
It's fun.
It's a big game.
Because they've picked this game to be for whatever.
Yep.
And it's not always the top two teams every week. You know, sometimes it might be a third or fourth place team, like a 6-4 versus a 6-4, but it's a competitive because it's a rivalry game or thing. So, and they've done that for a long time. I don't know. They know their craft when they pick a game to go to, and they're fantastic, and they don't have problem calling us out over the radio. That's okay. Afterwards, we're talking about it, man. Just, what was that call about? Said, that's okay. You should have seen the call the guy made last week.
Dave Whiteside's our guest this morning. He's here helping recruit some new officials for high school sports in the Richmond area. You get paid?
Oh yes, we pay right now is right around $100 a game. It's actually JV
beats
games,
radio work.
Well, I might have a recruit. I got a form here for you. JV games I think pay about $90. I think varsity were around $115, $120. Don't quote me on those, but for a season, depending on how much you can work, some people can work 2 and 3 nights a week. Some people might be able to work one night a week, which is fine. But you can make anywhere between an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a season, depending on how much you choose to work. There's also Little League. We don't specifically recruit for Little League, but the Little League associations out there use our officials to do the Little League. So you will get plenty of work there. So there is money there to be made. And we got all kinds. We got economic statuses from top to the bottom, okay? There's about a $300, $350 commitment on the front end to buy a uniform. Not everybody can do that. I always look for solutions for that. I never want to lose an official because they may not be able to front the money for a uniform.
Yep.
And we got other folks who could probably buy you, me, the station, too, out there as well. But we're all just folks who put our pants on, shoes on the same way every day. We got men, women. We've got I had two gentlemen last year that were probably 18 years old that came in.
Okay.
Some of them right out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So don't ever rule yourself out saying, hey, I want to do this, but I don't think I can because X. Don't be that. If you love football, you qualify.
And you get to be a part of, Richmond area high school football is as good as it's ever been, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the games, the matchups are phenomenal each week.
Without going down the list, if I could sit here and write down some of the kids, I say kids because they're men now, that I've been able to work their games, and anybody else who's worked in the association, to see them go on to the NFL, okay, the one that comes to mind off the top of the head is Russell Wilson. He's probably the biggest one, big name to
and
come
now
out this
Tyler
year.
Warren, another first-round draft pick this year. Yeah.
Tyler Warren. I can't tell you I've ever met Tyler Warren, but I'm going to tell you this. I live in Mechanicsville.
Yep.
Okay, I grew up in Mechanicsville. Now, Atlee High School didn't exist when I was in high school, but Tyler Warren is this young man is going to make good. He's a great young man. I know his teachers. They sing his praise. Good family. All those things, just like Russell Wilson. Go back to David Terrell from years ago, played a Huguenot. What's a young man? Mekhi Becton.
Very much rolling in the
absolutely.
NFL.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm starting to name names and I'm leaving people out, which I shouldn't be, because these are great.
We're doing Mekhi Becton. We'll do Morgan Moses.
Morgan Moses. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Duh.
Still rolling as well.
At one time, these are young, impressionable young men. And because of the game of football, look where they are.
Yep.
Now, that doesn't mean every single football player is going to get there, okay? However, I'm honored to be able to say that I've worked one of their games somewhere along the line. That's a notch in my tree.
No doubt. Makes it fun to watch on Saturdays and Sundays. I see you got the Hokies here.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes it fun to watch on Saturdays.
Oh, absolutely.
You know and had a chance to interact with those guys.
Oh, absolutely. You know, talking about Hokies, you know, a lot of guys from out the east end of Richmond, you know, from around Holland Springs, whether you're talking about the Lewis brothers or Jim Davis or the guys from Holland Springs, Verona, that, you know, I got to mention Rudy Ward's name in all this.
Got to.
Because he's crucial in all this stuff. It's really neat. It's neat to watch these folks. You feel like have a relationship with them. You don't, because you're a step away. But to watch them grow, it makes you root for them.
Absolutely.
And I root for every single one of them.
Absolutely. All right. So Dave Weinstein's here. We're recruiting new officials for high school football and high school sports this year. People are listening. They're clamoring for this.
Yes.
They want to sign up right now. How do they do it?
Okay. Very easy. I'm going to talk slowly here, because you go to CVFOA.org, Central Virginia Football Officials Association. It's just CVFOA.org. Go on the website. You're going to see a button right in front of you that says Become a Football Official. You click on that, fill out your name, rank, and serial number. It sends an email to me with your information. Initiate that. If you have questions, send that. Go in and do that. You and I can get on a phone conversation offline, and kind of I'm going to give you the information you need to know whether or not this is going to fit in your life or not, or to some things you're concerned about. I'll be able to tell you how we can work around it, or if it can be worked around. I want people to have as much information as they possibly can, full transparency on what it's going to take, so they can figure out and decide whether or not they have the time in their lives to do this.
I love it. And you know, you mentioned post-COVID, everything's changed here, and we're running back up the hill again.
Yes.
It feels more normal every year, and that's because of
the
efforts of you guys and your team.
Yeah. And our goal is to have another 30, at least 30 first-year officials this year, so next year we can put another 30 on the varsity football field.
I love to hear it. Yeah. Well, Dave, thank you for dropping by this morning.
Mike, appreciate you having me. I can't tell you the time. It's very appreciative.
Excellent. Gary's hanging out here. Season 32, a game of the week, starts this fall. Fired up for that. Should be another great season. I mean, just all the preseason hype is going to be big at a lot of schools. Some coaching changes, some new athletes coming in. Yeah.
I want to mention one more thing. Training does start on June 24th.
All right.
We hold them at Verona High School from 6:30 to 8 o'clock every Tuesday starting on June 24th. Want to get that out there real quick. I apologize.
June 24th, that is the Central Virginia, so CVFOA, Central Virginia Football Officials Association. Website, they pay. You get to see great games every week. Tons of fun. Dave, thank you for dropping by. We're back with more after this.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to 910 The Fan. Nebbia the Mike, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We're always excited to welcome our guy Trey Wilson in on Tuesdays. Extra excited today, the voice of the Flying Squirrels. On the road, Rumble Ponies and the Squirrels tonight, 6:07, first pitch. But Trey, I want to ask you about yesterday, because you guys had a pretty cool outing there with the team.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Michael. Always good to chat with you. We're up here in Binghamton, New York, so we're only about an hour and 15 minutes or so away from Cooperstown. So we've taken a few guys up there over the years, but this time we decided to like really go all out with it. In the past, we've taken guys up there, and it's had to be a little bit of a rush on a game day. We came up a little earlier. We had the off day yesterday. We put it out there to the team, and this was what was amazing to me. Every single player opted to go. Like, you can't get that kind of unanimous response on anything. We ended up doing a little field trip, and literally every single player that was in town and almost the entire coaching staff went on the trip, and on a sacred off day. So that just shows you just how full and special Cooperstown is, the Baseball Hall of Fame. So many of our guys had never been, it's a cool place. Like I jump on every chance that I get to go. It's one of my favorite places to go.
It's not just a cool place, but you know this from being a multi-time attendee. It's new every time too. They keep it fresh. It's not static.
Yeah, that's what's one of the things. Like I love. I'm a big kind of history dork for sports and culture and all that stuff anyway. Nowhere does that cross over more than baseball, right? Like Craig Meter gives his presentation to the he works for the Hall of Fame. He gives his presentation to the teams when we bring them out there, and one of the things that that he said that stuck in my brain is, you know, America and baseball grew up together. You know, baseball goes back a long way, really spread during the Civil War and then came of age in the first half of this last century. And these are all my words, not his. He would say it way more eloquently. But all of that kind of ties into the museum. I love the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's cool. I've been a couple times out there in Canton. The old College Football Hall of Fame and the new one, been to those. The NASCAR Hall of Fame is awesome. It's very interactive. You can change a tire. You can drive a simulator. But the Baseball Hall of Fame is just, it's so cool. And yeah, it's always changing. They had a bunch of stuff that's new from even the last time I was here 2 years ago. And it's, if you even like remotely like baseball, I always say it's like my Disney World. The whole town is awesome. You've got Double Bay Field. You've got all these little shops and different things. It's like a little baseball town that's just like really, really difficult to get to, but it's worth the trip.
And even if you don't like baseball, it is just a quaint New York upstate town. I don't even know if it's all the way upstate, how you classify that. I'm not an upstate downstate classifier. It's in the middle of nowhere, and it's just
upstate. Yeah,
it's stuck in time in the best possible way, because yeah, it's not just the Hall of Fame, but the whole town's fantastic. And I saw on your social media, as we chat with Trey Wilson, voice of the Squirrels, they've already got the Billy Wagner exhibit up, which was super cool to see.
Yeah. I've known Wags for a long time. He's obviously a friend of the Squirrels who lives close by. He's in Charlottesville. He's going to be the first player. Make sure I have this right. It's either the first or the second. I'm pretty sure it's the first. I knew it when he first got elected. I think he's the first player ever elected from Virginia on the writer's ballot. Obviously, there'll be another one coming up with Justin Verlander at some point down the road. There have been some other players who've been elected on the committees and things like that. But yeah, Billy, so happy for him to get in. It was such a big ordeal. It was made my I literally got chills when I saw the display of his stuff in there. And one of the cool things, I always love coming up before induction day but after the announcement, so like this time of year, where the plaques are going to go. They started doing this about 10 years ago. When they bring the players in for the press conference, where they take the photos with the Hall of Fame jersey on and everything after the voting's announced, they have them sign the little back marble piece of their plaque, and then it gets covered up with the plaque forever. So you can see that, you know, a little bit. It's there. It's one of those things that's kind of there. It'll be there for all time, but there's only a limited window where you actually get to kind of see it, and that's always before induction day. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, no doubt, and that's a bucket list for me. I don't know if you've been to one of them. I know Parney has, but to go up for an induction weekend, and especially when you got a hometown connection like that, I would imagine would be pretty cool. Of course, we only have one Richmond area baseball Hall of Famer, Ray Dandridge, who came in on the later ballots when they did the Negro Leagues Historic Committee the first time around. So we have, so many great baseball stories and memories and people who, you know, as you know from researching the decades at the Diamond, but you know, only the one Hall of Famer until we get to claim Verlander. And Billy Wagner, I believe, just won another state title too. Do I have that right? You can fact check me on that.
Yeah. He did on Sunday, yeah, Miller School. I think that's his fourth, which is crazy. You know, he's a Hall of Famer now, and he's just still Billy. He's just still coaching high school baseball out there and at the Miller School near Charlottesville. It's a big passion for him, which if anybody knows Billy, or if you've even seen an interview with Billy at all, you know that he's passionate about everything. But you mentioned induction weekend. I've always wanted to go. I've never gone. I would say if you want to actually see the museum, it's probably the worst possible time to go.
Yes.
And explore the town, because everything I've heard is it's a madhouse. I wanted to try to go for when Billy gets inducted this summer, but with our schedule, it's just it's not really going to be feasible. But I love, like yesterday, it was Monday. There's still people there, but it's quiet. You know, our guys kind of had the whole I won't say they had the museum themselves, there's still quite a few people there, but they really got a chance to explore it kind of and really like immerse themselves in it. I heard a lot of cool quotes from guys. When we get to the ballpark today, I'm gonna try to sit down with a couple of guys and do some short clips to run for pregame today, talking that we'll run on the station here, this evening before the game, kind of talking about their experience. But you know, a couple guys did get recognized. Bryce Eldridge was walking around, and some people realized it was him.
All right.
He's already on his way to big stardom. One of the cool things, though, that I always love that they'll do, we take these team trips up there, is if you have anybody there who has any major league experience, which we do. Cal Mitchell and Drew Ellis have both played in the big leagues previously. There's a file for every player who's ever been in the major leagues in the library. Even if they were only there for a day, they started this project years and years ago, and they try to have some information on hand for every single player who's ever spent even a day in the major leagues. They're a little bit behind, so they haven't quite gotten some of the more recent guys in there yet, but they will. But like Trent Harris, one of our relief pitchers from North Carolina, his dad played in the major leagues, so Trent got to go back and take a look at his dad's little piece of the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And Will Bednar, his brother David, they haven't quite gotten his file all the way up to date yet because he's still pretty new. But, you know, he's got a little piece in there too. And of course, all of our guys are trying to get there and make their little piece. But there's, you know, now the squirrels, there's little artifacts of squirrels all over the Hall of Fame. There's a hat recognizing Sean Jelly is tied for the tallest player in baseball history. They had a display with one of Brandon Crawford's bats. I can't remember what the exact moment was that it was talking about, but there was also a bunch of stuff from the Rickwood game last year where the Giants and the Cardinals went down and played in Alabama, and the Negro League tribute game. They had a lineup card. They had some stuff from some of our guys from that game. So it was cool to see, like, not just all the baseball history, you know, Babe Ruth's jersey and Mickey Mantle and Hank Aaron stuff, but also some stuff that ties right to our guys who come through Richmond, and even some of our players seeing that, you know, really made them. A couple of guys made comments along the lines of making them step back because they're in this so much every day, and it's a job and it's so much work, but also give them a chance to step back and realize just that it's kind of cool to be a part of this game. And you know, Richmond's got a piece of that as well.
And we'll get a chance to hear more about it, hopefully, on the pregame show tonight. Trey Wilson in Binghamton, 6:07 first pitch means you'll hear the pregame show starting at 5:37 right here on 910 The Fan. Not a great finish to the week on the field, Trey. Kind of reset for us where we stand here, 12-27. Chance to get right against the Rumble Ponies this week.
Yeah, the good news is that the Eastern League does a split season, so I know Dennis Pelfrey would probably
wipe
get mad
it clean.
If I started saying, hey, let's start talking about getting right for the second half, but the record is where it is right now. But I think what was encouraging this past week was they went up against a team that came into the week in first place in this division, and they played them pretty well. Sunday's game was, you know, it was right there, got away at the end to get out of there with a split against one of the best teams in the league. And that Erie team, I mean, that's become a rivalry over the last few years. You know, those two teams have met in the playoffs twice, and Erie's kind of had Richmond's number a little bit. but Bryce Eldridge had a huge week. I think he's, you know, he was kind of the story of minor league baseball there for a couple of days. Hit three homers over two games. If you haven't had a chance to get out there and see Bryce play, you know, obviously all these guys are on their way trying to get up to the big leagues, but Bryce has made an impression on a lot of people. He's having quite a start to this year. He's just 20, and he's from Virginia, so there's some cool ties there. But this week, it's kind of like last week. They're going and facing a team that's hot. They're facing a team that's in first place in the opposite division, the Northeast division, that has a bunch of really good New York Mets prospects. So but playing better baseball, playing cleaner baseball. Some of the things that we weren't seeing in the beginning of the season, you know, a guy gets on third with less than two outs, they're not driving him in. We saw that happen more frequently last week. The pitching staff was great. We saw Joe Whitman throw the first complete game for a Squirrels pitcher since 2022, even in a seven-inning game. That's just not something that we saw in the previous regime. Now with the Buster Posey group running, we're starting to see the reins less tight on the starting pitchers. They're getting to go a little bit deeper into games earlier in the season than we saw. I think that's a good sign because this rotation has been pretty good. There have been a few relievers who've been pretty good. So we're kind of feeling out where the strengths of this team are and starting to see a few more wins come across than we were, at least some more competitive games. And then, Yeah, it's the weird thing about minor league baseball now. The Eastern League was the last holdout on going to the split season. Now everybody does the split season. There's no more choice. So, but this year it could end up being pretty beneficial.
And I will echo what Trey said. Get out there and see Bryce, because he's special. We know he's going to be special. He's been a ton of fun to watch so far in Richmond. Squirrels back next week for the homestand on Tuesday. Friday night, this Friday, movies at the Diamond. Lilo and Stitch, 7:30 at the Diamond Friday night. Trey, we'll enjoy your call all week. We'll look forward to seeing you back in the RVA next Tuesday.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, movie nights at the Diamond are cool. SquirrelsBaseball.com/movies. You can get your tickets there. They got four of them coming up this summer. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow's a day game, so we'll talk to you during the daytime tomorrow. But otherwise, we'll be on every night this week.
Trey doing my job tomorrow. We always appreciate it. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. All right, movies at the Diamond, Friday night, Lilo and Stitch. I'll raise my hand. Never seen Lilo and Stitch. I feel like, as with any piece of pop culture, like over time, you just kind of figure out what it's about, and doesn't seem like anything I need to rush to. And that's that.
Lucky for you, I think they're making a live action.
With a director from Richmond.
Okay.
The director's from Richmond, yeah.
Very nice. So you know it's going to be good.
Probably won't see that either.
You have young kids.
Yeah, they watch movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't watch them.
I love
it. Put it on, walk away.
I love them. Them being the kids, not the movies. But that's an hour and a half of free time. That's an hour and a half of me time.
That's so true.
So, like, I'll go to the theater with them and watch the movie. I guess Lilo and Stitch will be
in. It's dark and you can't do anything.
We'll be in the theater. So I may end up seeing it in the theater. If it's an at home movie, though, no chance I'm watching it. I got to be really committed to the bit to watch an at home movie these days. That's a big ask.
Yeah, focusing on one screen at a time, ridiculous.
Well, there's that too. Sometimes I'll be in the room with the movie.
Right, exactly.
Won't take anything from it. But I was at, what do they call that? Subliminal? I subliminally watched.
Yes, exactly.
Subliminally watched a lot of movies along the way.
I just watched Four Seasons on Netflix, and he was saying, you know, we're just like nuclear operators at a plant, just monitoring different screens in the same room.
It's not wrong. And unlike Stubb, I'll watch TV. So that that's a big chunk of time, too, committed to keeping up with the TV shows. Like, Stubb's just movies. I think that makes it easier to to clear this idea. Because once you get into a TV show, that's that could be a 10-hour commitment.
It really could.
It absolutely can. And not... You don't need to play the world's smallest violin for me, but and those are big chunks of time, the course of a week.
You're a busy guy.
I'm a busy guy. I do this show, except when I don't do this show, like tomorrow when we're not doing this show because it's Flying Squirrels Baseball. But other than that, I'm going overtime with Megan on Thursday, who does the Odyssey Nonprofit Spotlight. Guess who's in the Odyssey Nonprofit Spotlight this week?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go. We're burying the lead, though. The lead is not the Richmonder, but you should sign up at richmonder.org. The New York Times is reporting this morning, and I emphasize that because the story we're talking about here is Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, which has been extensively covered by TMZ, the New York Post, ESPN, name it. The New York Times... which has standards, I'm told. The New York Times is reporting this morning that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, has told at least one person that they are engaged to be married.
Oh.
In the New York Times article.
In the New York Times.
About their relationship.
Jordan. You.
Yeah.
Stop yapping. Keep that to yourself.
that's a situation on top of a situation. Bill Belichick was down at the ACC League meetings. This is pre this engagement revelation here. He was asked about the email where North Carolina officials were asked to copy her on any email they send to him. Here is what he had to say about that.
One of the first things that came out was when North Carolina sent me emails saying, like, these people want to talk to you, these people want to talk to you, these people want to talk to you, these people want to talk to you. I sent back an email, can you please copy Jordan on these requests? Right? So that, you know, she could at least, like, filter through them because there was nobody. We didn't have a sports information guy. That was taken because all the emails are shared in publicly. That was taken as Jordan's running the sports information department.
Yes.
And gotcha. That also led to the narrative, which is like totally, she's not doing it. I mean, there was nobody that helped me sort them out. So I was asking her to do that.
Let's review the facts of the matter here, as told by Coach Belichick. One, there's nobody in the sports information department.
Curious.
Two, so I asked people to copy in Jordan on the emails so that she could handle it. Three, that made it sound to people like she was running the sports information department, which apparently is not true.
It feels like he said she's running the sports information department. It really feels like that's what he just said.
My copy her on all sports information requests email is answering a lot of questions that
there's no sports information person, so I replaced them with Jordan. They're saying she's the sports information person.
I am tired of people saying that Jordan is the sports information department. I'm tired of it.
She's just the person who gets the sports information and filters through the requests for me.
What part of this is hard for people to understand?
Doesn't your girlfriend do that?
Well, only when we have openings. Only when we have vacancies. You know, Bill Belichick doesn't have time for a hiring process.
Exactly.
If there's a vacancy on his staff, boom. But, you know,
he knows she's capable.
Put her in. Let's go. Second runner-up in Miss Maine. Are you
That's
kidding?
Right.
You don't get that accidentally.
That's right.
Those are skills. Hey,
next man up mentality here.
Hey, now we don't have a tight ends coach. What should we do? Should we go hire one?
I know a girl.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of people are saying that Jordan's the tight ends coach, but that couldn't be further from the truth. We just didn't have one, so I looped her in on all tight ends matters and told her to go, you know,
she's running the meetings,
instruct the team and run the meetings.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How does the University of North Carolina, a prestigious institution, not have a single sports information person? I don't buy that for half of a second. VCU, which is a well-run machine, If they don't have somebody, they find somebody. I find it hard to believe the University of North Carolina is somehow running a rudderless ship here. Maybe they don't have like a Bill Belichick approved person in the role, but it feels like they have a person. Like, there is no chance that if a crisis happens in Chapel Hill today, they don't have anybody who can respond to it from a communications perspective.
Unfortunately, they have a whole team. I've done a quick Google.
Wow.
I know this will shock you, but the sports information team is well-staffed.
It's the University of North Carolina. Yes. How could it not be?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Wow.
I feel like at this point, his best move is to stop talking. And hers probably as well. It's not going to fix the problem. The problem will still exist, and we'll still be reading about the problem and talking about the problem. I don't feel like anything they've said at any point in this process has helped their case. Even the littlest, teensiest, tiniest bit.
No.
No.
Because if you weren't feeding into it, you could be like, oh, everyone's being so weird and obsessed.
Yeah.
But you're feeding into it.
You can't give an interview about it and then complain about it, the things you said being a thing. Because it's a thing.
You said them into a mic on camera.
I'll say this in Bill Belichick's defense. If he wants to date a girl who's ridiculously younger than him and say that's none of our business,
go ahead.
Don't, but no, don't encourage this. Stop encouraging this. But you can come out and say, that's my private life, that's none of my business. Mm-hmm. When she handles information requests for University of North Carolina football.
Did you not hear him? There was no information person. It's just stepping in.
It's our business now because we talk about University of North Carolina football. That is a subject on this show. That is a thing we do. Can't wait for ACC kickoff. AWOD and Bill Belichick is going to be the interview event of the year right there. Hopefully, Jordan joins the interview as well.
You think you could keep her away?
We're not talking about that. At what point does she realize this isn't going well? That's like, she'll stick this out to the finish, but at what point does she realize this is not going well?
All publicity is good publicity.
I mean, if you get married, all publicity is really good publicity at that point.
Do they elope or do they do a big wedding?
Big wedding, like a Martha's Vineyard situation, right? Mm. She's Maine, he's Massachusetts. He's a naval guy. Maybe they get like a big boat kind of situation.
Okay.
But no.
Tom Brady officiates.
You think she's not doing a big social media splash out of this?
No, you're so right.
The ceremony is exclusively for the Instagram picture, but it's happening.
He's like, why are you making me pose again? I don't get this. Like, we didn't get it right last time, Bill. Wear a shirt with no holes, okay? We're getting married today.
It's the brand.
It's the brand.
Got to protect the brand. New York Times reporting that she has told at least one person they are engaged. We'll keep an eye on the situation. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.